This is Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis. On today's program, I will be sharing with you a meditation, and it comes from one of my classes. We generally start with a sitting meditation and then flow into movement. And as I share this with you, I want to give you a chance to relax in this time of your day. You can download the program and use it at another time. And for those of you that would like to have a copy of an actual class, or at least tap into it, you can come in live, or you can have access to a viewing of it. If you're interested in that, please go to my website, Dao Qigong Life, DaoQigongLife, DaoQigongLife.com. Sign up there for my mailing list, and I'll let you know how you can join a free class online or get access to a pre-recorded class. So stay tuned for this meditation, and it is called Cosmic Earth Inner Meditation. It's based on Qigong. And in the meditation, I will direct you to bring your focus into the body with your breath. And we bring and work with the inner portals, energy portals, called Dantian. The lower Dantian is below the navel, and it holds the primordial chi and life force energy. And that's what fuels your capacity to be alive in this realm. The middle Dantian encompasses the heart, the lungs, the stomach, and it's where we integrate, digest, and process not just food, but also emotions, thoughts, and other kinds of energy is integrated through the field of the heart. The upper Dantian is in the mind. And it's associated with the pineal gland and the endocrine system. So it helps to tone that system. But also, it gives you access to the cosmic mind and the greater capacity to see our reality from a much, much broader perspective. It's a wonderful meditation. I do this kind of thing all the time, and it helps me stay balanced and grounded. So stay tuned and enjoy these moments of relaxation, peace, integration, and upliftment. As a word of caution, do not perform this meditation if you are driving or operating any kind of equipment that could cause a danger to yourself. Just come back and listen to it in a quiet moment, or if you're in a space right now that is relatively apart from your daily responsibilities, feel free to do it now. And then come back later and do it at even a quieter time. Stay tuned. So let's start by having a bit of meditation, allowing your feet to rest comfortably on the floor. Take a moment to be mindful of your posture and just trace your spine from the bottom tip, the coccyx bone, all the way up into the skull. And let's breathe with that space for a few moments. Allow the energy to flow with your breath, gently moving up and down your spine. It doesn't matter which direction, matching which breath. And as we continue to breathe with the spine, allow your breath to flow out between the vertebrae, connecting into your nervous system. Allowing your breath awareness to expand from the spine into your system. And the next time as you're breathing, your focus goes down through your spine. Let's bring our focus to the bottom of our torso, the Huiyin point. And the Huiyin point connects us to the earth and begins to bring that energy from the earth into our core, into our body. So breathe for a few moments, allowing the energy of Earth to engage with your energy through the Huiyin point. And as we do that, we can expand the abdomen and lower back. And now let's bring our focus into the lower dantian, allowing our own vital energy to take in that vitality of the earth. And with your inner vision, gaze down at the field of the lower dantian, allowing it to be like a beautiful sunset with rays spreading out across the waters. And as those waters flow, allow it to rise into the field of your solar plexus, like water coming on the beach, bringing that water and energy in. And as the solar plexus is more like standing with the water, your feet in the water and your body in the sunlight. So that the vitality of the lower dantian opens up and blossoms into that solar region where you come into the flowering of your being, and from where that energy can flow into your emotional body, into your nervous system, bringing waves of calm. So allowing your breath to expand with the solar plexus, bringing that energy of vitality of earth, sun, and self. You can breathe it into your tension, breathe it into your emotions, allow the upper abdomen and back to expand with your breath. And let's bring our awareness up into the field of our heart, the middle Dantian, which is where we digest and integrate. Allowing the heart and the lower lungs to expand with the chest and back. And the heart energy is more like a sauna, in a sense. It's just radiant with healing vibration coming out in waves, like the heat rays of the sun, but it's the waves of your heart vibration flowing in all directions. Lifting the vibration of all of your organ systems. Lifting the vibration of your emotional body. Fine-tuning the vibration of your nervous system. Heart energy is the strongest energy. So allow that signal to vibrate within and surrounding your body. Providing you with a field of loving energy. And guide your awareness to flow into the high heart, which is the center of your upper chest, flowing into your throat. Allowing that space underneath the shoulders and inside of the throat to expand. Allowing the strength we've gathered to flow into your capacity of expression and impact into the world. And as we breathe into the energy of the high heart and the throat, we're allowing our intent to flow within our own field so that that communication can be translated energetically into the world around us. And we're breathing front and back to the sides, just allowing your radiance to permeate your field in an expression that helps bring resonance so that the universe responds to that which you radiate. Let's lift our awareness into the field of the upper dantian, in the center of our physical brain, connected to the pineal gland and the endocrine system. And as we're traveling, we're bringing the energies of earth, spirit and heart and expression with our intent into that part of our body that will and can manifest. So that our underlying manifestation is driven by our own spirit and will, rather than by all those extemporaneous things that we are exposed to. Let's stay rooted, grounded in the truth of our own being. And the upper dantian is, like all of the dantians, multidimensional. So let's breathe into that deeper dream space that the Aboriginals speak of, so that we can plant within the seeds of that deeper quality of being, rooting our imagination and our creative vitality with the resonance of our truth of being. And as we continue to breathe with the upper dantian, let's expand into the cosmic being of self. We exist as an integral part of being at the level of cosmic awareness. Breathing with the qualities of creative force, that same force that generated the realities we live in, the bodies we possess and inhabit. But expand it into the wisdom and vantage point of seeing existence from the cosmic level of being. so that we are so that we're seated with the stars, the planets, and the primary light of creation. And as we breathe, let's breathe the cosmic healing energies flowing into our body, nourishing every cell, breaking down and eliminating that which needs to be released physically, emotionally, or in any other way, allowing that obstruction to disintegrate so that our breath fills all of that internal space with cosmic light. And let's take a few breaths exchanging our chi with the universe, the cosmos, the deep pristine earth, the nature of herbs and plants and song and dance, breathing through your skin. Inhale all that there is. Exhale all that there is. Inhale all that there is. Exhale all that there is. And continue for a few moments, allowing your physical being to be illuminated with your breath, flowing in harmony with the natural creation. And divine wisdom. Cosmic wisdom. Let's relax our breath and guide your awareness down, gently flowing back to the lower dantian, drawing with your awareness the energies we've collected and integrated, allowing it to be stored within the lower dantian. Gathering your chi into the lower dantian. Let's gently rise into a standing position.
This is the time for reason. Be proud as any man. You're ancient as the land you roam. Keep worshiping the sun. And no one has a hold on you while freedom knows your name.
For those of you that would like to have a copy of an actual class, or at least tap into it, you can come in live, or you can have access to a viewing of it. If you're interested in that, please go to my website, Dao Qigong Life. DaoQigongLife, DaoQigongLife.com. Sign up there for my mailing list, and I'll let you know how you can join a free class online or get access to a pre-recorded class. For those of you who would like to experience the series of programs or classes, we offer Qigong self-healing in 6-week programs online. So you'll be joining a Zoom from wherever you are in the city or in the world, where you come in once a week and I teach you some of the more specific healing remedy routines that can help to uplift mind, body, and spirit. Qigong self-care.
The spirit rises far above. A hold on you, our freedom knows your name.
This is Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis. So I do hope that you enjoyed that meditation that I offered you today. And I do hope that you will consider becoming a WBAI buddy for the radio station and will join me in an upcoming meditation series. And I'm going to leave you with a few words by the poet Rumi. And this is from The Kingdom of Joy. If you are seeking, seek us with joy, for we live in the kingdom of joy. Do not give your heart to anything else, but to the love of those who are clear joy. Do not stray into the neighborhood of despair, for there are hopes, they are real, they exist. Do not go in the direction of darkness. I tell you, suns exist. And with these words, I would say most definitely, seek your own peace, seek your own joy, intend that your life be fulfilled and your relationships abundant with love and care. at the start of that journey from wherever we may be in the moment, we must offer to ourselves that tenderness, that consideration, that ultimate priority within our lives. Because when we fill ourselves with energy, with abundance, with a peaceful state of mind, then we are in a position to offer and share that with the people in our lives. So have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, week, days to come, and prioritize. You've been listening to Heart of Mind over WBAI in New York.
Smile through faces of people I don't know. I hear them in the music on my radio. Wisdom of the winds, faces in the clouds, rhythm of the rains, oh mountain standing proud. Prepare me for a special place. Tell me I've no time to waste. Challenge me to face my life's request. Encourage me to do my best. Everywhere I go and everything I see, flying in the air, speaking truth through me. I am a curious spirit child who fell to earth through a crack of lightning. But God, so kind and merciful, sent old souls to guide me on. Yeah.
Can feel